CITR 101.9. Ninth Wave Radio, located on Coast Salish Unceded Ancestral Territory, the Hunk Meenum speaking, Musqueam Nation. Welcome. Episode 60, Ninth Wave Radio. This episode is dedicated to the late jazz drummer Lawrence Leathers, who was found dead on Sunday afternoon in his apartment complex in the Bronx. You'll hear him playing drums on this track. Rest in peace. Born in Michigan, played drums professionally at 15, studied at Michigan State, Juilliard, frequented New York's jazz scene, went on to record several Grammy-nominated albums, won those Grammys, and he died at the age of 37. There's a GoFundMe to raise money for funeral costs. If you can, donate. His name was Lawrence Lowe Leathers. This is him playing with George DeLancey, called Going Home Again. Stay tuned. Thank you. Rest in peace, Lawrence Leathers. And get into the mix, starting off with Mabanua Mystery featuring Nicholas Ryan Gant on CITR 101.9 Ninth Wave.
My one song, quick game answer while I review my month, huh? Cats keep switching shit up. I'm like so many money people. If you wanna clean up, see my handler losing in schools or something like that. Niggas keep making plans for me. You seem fight rap. What I do and what I don't think of. Reach out and touch it, but folks, I need feedback. Just get me out there, truly, man, I need that. I'm sick of getting fitted by myself doing sleep rap. It's the green season, been a lean season. Want the seasoning, fuck y'all, I'm seasoning. No reasoning to it while I'm easing back. I'm beside this game like a serious disease and that. When you finally wake to your senses, you soak up the immenseness, your bitches like a dentist.
And I'm going berserk, can't you tell?
Yeah, can't you tell? Just give me the L.
I'm going berserk, can't you tell?
Yeah, just give me the L, cause I gotta get my mind off the town.
Mind off the town.
Howdy doody to ya, howdy do ya diddy. Don't he do a dope? Yeah, don't he do a diddy?
Huh? He in the wet city footy. Shitty. Grams popping up like some clams from the woody. Sands on the beaches, I lamp there soon. Amp within reach, I got a camp where you ain't. Your crew ain't near, y'all ain't close to. Me and me, it's kind of a trip, me and he and we.
Us.
We got to bring the contour back and collectively suit something onto a back. It's Monday night, and it kind of stinks. Skate rings around you when the right kind of winks. Fry open the brakes, I see the truck daily. Down around second half, I wanna fuck, may we? They ain't mad because I act nice. I cut them a deal and never hit them with a bad price.
I'm going berserk, can't you tell?
Can't you tell? Just give me the L. Give me.
I'm going berserk, can't you tell?
Yeah, give me the L, cause I gotta get my mind off the town.
Mind off the town. Mind off the town.
Mind off it now.
Mind off the town.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Can't you tell?
Yeah, can't you tell? Just give me the L. L, give me L. Give me, y'all.
Come on. People talk a lot of shit, but they all sounded the same. Causing drama that ain't wanted for the money and fame, but can't hang. Just another drunk with a name. Caught up in the in crowd, getting lost in a game. From hard days, long nights and heartbreaks. My mistake, I've been trying to swim laps in a shark tank. For art's sake, I part ways with Mark plays. Flow parfait, my forte is parlay. But I'm still coming up, ain't no need to dumb it down, people need to dumb me up. I run amok on the mic, killing everyone in sight. 60 minutes of your life for a hell of a night. It's like business versus pleasure, my measure is simple. Rock shows, clock dough over fresh instrumentals. Move continental, I'm smooth like an Enzo. And through the digital age, I'm still styling a pencil.
Yeah, that's all about here, what about here? Yeah, that's all about here.
TR 101.9 Ninth Wave. That was Flamingosis with Don't Lose the Feeling. Before that, Def 3 Mosaic, All About His, featuring Josh Martinez, XL Middleton, Genched Up, Mocha Only, Going Berserk, Mabanua, Mystery, featuring Ryan, Nicholas Ryan Gant, and to start the show, George Delancey with Going Home Again. We're going to get into a guest interview coming up in a minute. Say what up. But before that, we're going to get into a little bit of a mix. Say what up. Introduce yourself real quick.
Hey, it's Billy Ray. It feels weird talking to myself in a third person, but what's up?
Bushwick Bill just died.
Oh, damn.
The Ghetto Boys. He got shot in the eye.
Oh, my God.
That's not how he died. That was just the famous injury.
Okay, I was
but
like,
he was, he had been fighting cancer, and... finally passed. So I'm going to play this Ghetto Boy song to commemorate the late Bushwick Bill. Be right back. CITR 101.9.
Let me drop some shit like this. 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 Let me drop some shit like this here. At night I can't sleep. I toss and turn. Candlesticks in the dark. Visions of bodies being burned. Four walls just staring at a nigga. I'm paranoid, sleeping with my finger on the trigger. My mother's always stressing I ain't living right, but I ain't going out without a fight.
see every time my eyes close. I start sweating and blood starts coming out my nose. It's somebody watching the act, but I don't know who it is, so I'm watching my back. I can see him when I'm deep in the covers. When I awake, I don't see the motherfucker. He owns a black hat like I own, a black suit and a cane like my own. Some might say take a chill, B, but fuck that shit. There's a nigga trying to kill me. I'm popping in the clip when the wind blows. Every 20 seconds got me peeping out my window, investigating a joint for traps, taking my telephone for texts. I'm staring at the woman on the corner. It's fucked up when your mind's playing tricks on you. I make big money, I drive big cars, everybody know me. It's like I'm a movie star, but late at night, something ain't right. I feel I'm being tailed by the same sucker's headlights. That fool that I ran off the block, or is it that nigga last week that I shot, or is it the one I beat for $5,000? Thought he had cane, but it was gold, not a flower. Reached under my seat, grab my papa for the suckers. Ain't no use in the line, I was scared than a motherfucker. Put the left in the Popeyes and bailed out quick. If it's going down, let's get this shit over with. Here they come, just like I figured. I got my head on the motherfucking trigger. When I saw him, make your ass start giggling. Three blind, crippling, crazy senior citizens. I live by the sword. I take my boys everywhere I go because I'm paranoid. I keep looking over my shoulder, peeping around corners. My mind is playing tricks on me. Day by day it's more impossible to cope. I feel like I'm the one that's doing dope. Can't keep a steady hand because I'm nervous. Every Sunday morning I'm in service, praying for forgiveness and trying to find an exit out the business. I know the Lord is looking at me, but yet and still it's hard for me to feel happy. I often drift when I drive, having fatal thoughts of suicide. Bang and get it over with, and then I'm worry free, but that's bullshit. I got a little boy to look after, and if I die, then my child will be a bastard. I had a woman down with me, but to me it seemed like she was down to get me. She helped me out in this shit, but to me she was just another bitch. Now she's back with her mother. Now I'm realizing that I love her. Now I'm feeling lonely. My mind is playing tricks on me.
This year, Halloween fell on a weekend. Me and Ghetto Boys are trick-or-treating. Robbing little kids for bags, till an old man got behind our ass. So we speeded up the pace, took a look back, and he was right before our face. He be in for a squabble, no doubt. So I swung and hit the nigga in his mouth. He was going down, we figured, but this wasn't no ordinary nigga. He stood about 6 or 7 feet. Now that's the nigga I be seeing in my sleep. So we triple teamed on him, dropping them motherfucking bees on him. The more I swung, the more blood flew. Then he disappeared and my boys disappeared too. Then I felt just like a fiend. It wasn't even close to Halloween.
Crenshaw Boulevard, MoFak, Liquid Neofunk 2. Stay tuned.
Lately, so serious. Feel a million eyes there watching us, waiting for us to fall. So tell me that you might all mind. Tell me that you might.
CITR 101.9 Ninth Wave. We are welcoming an artist. Tell me, who are you? close to the mic. Eat the mic.
Hey, I'm Billy Ray.
I'm an artist, songwriter, originally from Vancouver, but I now live in LA.
Yes.
Stuff there.
Welcome.
Thank you.
To Ninth Wave. You are a singer, but you aren't just a singer. You do lots of things. What was your first artistic endeavor? What was the first time you were like, oh, this is art and I'm going to do it? Like, even if you were like a young child.
Oh, for sure. I think my first venture into songwriting actually was when I was in elementary school at a daycare. I wanted to make other kids laugh. And so I wrote a song about cows being pink, making strawberry milk, and everyone loved it. And I was just like, great, this is what I'm going to do for the rest of my life.
Cool.
Yeah.
Photography?
Mm-hmm.
You're into photography?
Mm-hmm, a little bit of that.
What led you to that?
I think this sounds so pretentious, but as an artist, I feel like all different art forms have some sort of appreciation, to myself at least. Like, I feel like I can appreciate different kinds of art forms in different mediums, etc. And so picking up a camera, picking up a Contax was like this weird beginning of this other art form for me. And so it kind of started like for like 2-ish years ago. I just was like, I love film, and yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, cool. I've recently started getting into film work.
And amazing.
It ended up being like a unique fusion of all my creative endeavors.
Absolutely. With
storytelling,
yeah.
Photography and music creation.
For sure.
And ever since I started like working on movies, although it's not like the type of movies I want to be working on,
yeah.
Generally, it opened my eyes to a whole another world of,
yeah,
creativity. And I'm like, oh, maybe I'm not just a musician. Maybe I can be a filmmaker.
Absolutely.
So that's my next thing. So I love just the idea of staying multidisciplinary and continuing to evolve as an artist and not, you know, pigeonhole yourself to one trait. Because
for sure.
Generally, like, when it comes to creativity, like, if one thing isn't blossoming, it's nice to be able to turn to something else, whether that be short story writing or journaling crafts or whatever. So that's cool. Growing up, what was in your parents' crates? What was your first recollection of a song playing in the household? What would that have been?
Oh my gosh. All the old 40s, 50s songs, like, remember Dion played a lot. There's that one song that was like, oh, wow. She ran away. That one, you know, that's, yeah. That one. Yeah. And like so many like old songs. The Beatles were a constant in my household. Billy Ray Cyrus, Icky Breaky Heart.
Like, Billy Ray Cyrus.
Yeah.
Does that inform your name at all?
I wish. No. That was a given name. But yeah, Billy Ray Cyrus, like Tammy Wynette, like Stand By Your Man, all that stuff. Like,
cool.
Good ones, like Chipmunks type music.
Chipmunks type music.
Yeah.
Who's your biggest vocal inspiration?
Oh, now or then? That's a big one.
Right now, like if you were just off the top of your head, someone you look up to and you, I mean, it's always hard for artists to compare themselves to someone who sounds similar, but totally. Like if you were to say you're a chip off the block of an artist, what would you just throw out?
Oh man. You know, I'm loving this artist, Sasha Sloan, right now.
Cool.
I think we have really similar songwriting styles, but like I just love her vulnerability in her songwriting and her voice and her lyrics and just everything that comes together when she makes a song. It's just like, it's the package, and I'm really inspired by her right now for sure.
Nice.
Yeah, she's cool.
What's Sloan? Sorry.
Sasha Sloan. Yeah,
I just take mental note. Do you do most of your work in studios? Do you have a home setup? Are you mostly at it out of your house? And if you are, what does your setup look like when you go to make music?
For sure. Yeah. So I can only, I don't really produce. Like if I produce, it's on Logic and it's just the simple basics enough to write a song and a demo down. But if I'm working on a song, I'm normally going to a studio, or I'm working out of a producer's home studio, etc. So it really varies on who I'm working with, the sound engineer, producer, whatnot. Like, yeah, so it varies. But all I really need is Logic and, you know, a mic.
Your brain.
My brain and like maybe a pop filter.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah.
I like to, when it comes to my creativity and a lot of artists' creativity that I talk to, it feels like there's a time for input and there's a time for output, and absolutely. Sometimes they're not mutually exclusive, or sometimes they are. How do you feel about your creativity, and do you feel the need to just always be working on something so that you're always honing your craft, or do you take intentional breaks from creation?
Oh man, that's a tough one. You know, I think just for my own sanity, I write. So whether it be career based or just for fun, I'm writing, you know? And I think if I put too much pressure on myself to write something good, that's when I can burn out. And if I burn out, then it's like, I need a break.
Yeah.
I think that I write daily, and I think that's just little bits of everything. And when I go for a session with another artist, or when I'm writing for myself, I draw back on the work that I've done in the past couple of weeks and seen like kind of where's my heart at, whatever. What am I going to write, etc. But if I'm too focused on writing something good, I think that's when I burn out, and that's when a break happens. And if I need a break, then it's like, it's fine. Like, I can just turn off my brain for a minute, but I don't like to do that. I think I like to imagine writing, especially music, as a lighthearted thing that I do for myself first and foremost.
Cool. Mm-hmm. Do you believe in writer's block?
I want to say I do. Like, I want to say I do. I've been in a session before where nothing's coming out. But if you feel inspired by your surroundings, I think that inspiration can come from anywhere. And I think that's when writer's block doesn't exist, because it's just like you're looking in the wrong places. Mm. And so while I do believe in writer's block, I also think that like it's a you thing, not like a situation thing.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Who do you have in the studio with you right now?
Oh my gosh. So I have people on my label, my friends on my label. I have Angus Maud from Nella Records. He's super cool. He got his hair dyed blue today. So
it looks wonderful.
Yeah, right? It looks pretty good. I have Biawana, also from Nyla, and she's really awesome. We actually wrote a song today together, so that was really fun.
Cool.
And then I have Masherman, Sam Herman, from Nyla Records as well. Yeah, my homies.
Welcome. When did you relocate to L.A.?
I moved to L.A. in October of last year. October. Crazy.
Is there any artists you've met that you hadn't known before that you're working with and you're excited about?
Oh, so many.
Shout them out?
So many. I've been working with Mackenzie. Her artist name is Mothica. She's super rad. Really cool indie pop singer. I've been working with Alex. Her name is Skella. She's super, super cool. She just opened for what's his name? I want to say Garrison Chance. Is that someone? I don't know. I know I used to watch his videos on YouTube, but I can't remember his name right now. But she's super cool.
Grace and Chance. Yeah, she's open for him, and she's really cool and awesome.
That's Skella.
Skella, yeah, she's super rad. And just a bunch of other people, like Sleeping Lion, and, you know, just a few very rad people in LA right now. Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I'd love to play a track.
Yes.
Solo. Do you have anything to say about it?
Oh, that's my newest one. Yeah, I wrote this one like a year ago, actually, to this day, and didn't release it. I kind of sat on it, and these guys in the studio with me pushed me to release it. So it haunted Angus for a year, he said. I love this song. It's near and dear to my heart. So yeah, enjoy, guys.
You listen to CITR Ninth Wave, episode 60. The song is Solo by Billy Ray. That was Solo by Billy Ray. I love that song.
Thanks.
And I'm actually hearing most of this music for the first time today, and I'm loving it. How do you feel about politics in your music? Do you include it? Do you feel it necessary? Sometimes people want to keep their music a space just for their creativity. Sometimes it's a positive space, and sometimes when you talk about politics, it becomes not so much so. I mean, it still can be, speaking on politics, be a positive thing, but how do you feel about that within your music, and is that something you wish to represent in your music, more in your music, or are you more about it in your day-to-day and leave the music as is?
Absolutely. I think that when it comes to living my everyday life, I feel like I do my part in trying to be informed and trying to live a life of honesty and live a life that
supports, I don't know, the supports minorities, and I don't know if that's a term that, you know, has been phased out, but I try my best to, in my personal life, pay attention to politics, and whether it be in the States or here, it's super important because, you know, you're a drop in the ocean, but the ocean has so many drops, and if we all work together, you know, all that cheesy stuff. But when it comes to writing lyrics, I tend to stay with more, this is just insane privilege to admit, but I tend to stay with what inspires me and is what's going on in my personal life.
Yeah, what you know.
Absolutely what I know. And I recognize my privilege in that for sure, in that I have the privilege to write about, you know, lost love or whatnot. And I'm so lucky that, you know, that's my worst kind of experience that I have to write about for sure. I definitely feel and I definitely connect with political messages as well, for sure.
What does safe space mean to you?
Safe space.
Do you have a safe space? Does it even exist? And if it does for you, what does that mean?
For sure. When you say safe space, could you elaborate?
For me, the term safe space first came into my vernacular in the discussion of the queer community and gender non-binary community, and I would just argue it's a place where you feel comfortable, able to be yourself, and a place where you can foster community. But that can mean different things for different people. Community, safeness. So, you know, like, some people, it's just their bedroom. It's their bed.
Totally.
Some people, I've had most people say that it doesn't exist.
Mm.
That there is no true safe space for most people who need it. And,
right.
For me, it's become an interesting question to ask artists, because everyone has a different definition of what it means. And a lot of people struggle with whether safe space truly exists.
Absolutely.
Because spaces that are even intentionally supposed to be safe oftentimes aren't. And that can be a struggle for a lot of people that just want to exist and do their thing.
Absolutely. Yeah. I can't speak for everyone. I can't speak on behalf of everyone, but like,
what feels like a safe space for you? Where are you most comfortable?
Yeah. I mean,
in your world.
Safe space for me. And this sounds, again, it's privilege, really, what it is the music community for me is a safe space. I feel like I can express myself and be myself with my friends who are also artists, and we all work in the same spaces, and especially in LA, we occupy the same space, and I'm openly bisexual, but I just, for myself especially, I find that my friends are safe spaces. I haven't really found anything in that music community that I've come to know, that I've built around myself, to be threatening or non-safe. But then, again, that's privilege, because, again, I, even though I am openly bisexual, like I said, it's still insane privilege to say that for me that's safe for me, because I'm not speaking on behalf of everyone, and definitely the music community still has a long way to go to be a safe spot for everyone. And so while I appreciate it for what it is for myself, I recognize the steps we have to take in order to go forward and make the music community a safe space for everyone, especially.
Cool. What is next for you? What's the foreseeable future for Billy Ray right now?
Cool, yeah. Well,
projects, shows.
You
guys just worked on a song.
Yeah, Biawana and I wrote a really chill song today. I'm really excited about it. But I'm mostly working on with other artists, writing their projects. Like Mothica has an album coming out that I've helped write a couple songs on, and Skella has an album coming out with a few songs in it that I've helped write, and I've been writing with just Midoka and Sleeping Lion and stuff like that for their next projects, which I'm really excited about. But personally, I have an EP that I'm working on right now, which I'm also excited about, and it's going to have a accompanying zine with it.
Cool.
There's some photography of mine and some prose, some writing, stuff like that. Just like art of all mediums with the album to listen to while you appreciate it. Hopefully.
That's good. I love albums that have accompanying,
like
whether
a visual
it be comics
that,
or
for
a zine.
Sure. Yeah.
It's a good idea, and a good idea for me in the future.
Yeah.
What would you say? What would you say to children or kids wanting to come up, be an artist, don't know how to do it, think they don't have a creative bone in their body? What would you say to a young creator?
For sure. If you have the desire, do it. Don't stop. Just go full force into the world that you want to be in, and don't stop. Don't take no for an answer. Don't let people say you're not good enough. You might suffer from imposter syndrome. I suffer from imposter syndrome. It's like I don't deserve to be here and take up space. That's not true.
Yeah.
You know, that's not true.
Yeah.
You occupy this space with as much force as anyone else does,
and
you deserve to be
here, and
yes.
Or somewhere. Like,
and you deserve to be heard. Your voice deserves to be heard. You are a special person with creativity to offer to the world, and the world needs more art.
Yes.
The world needs more art.
Yes,
you know. So please, do your worst.
You were talking about Mothica. Is there a song you would potentially want to play of theirs, or is there any song you'd love to request right now? Right now I have queued up, I have that Lolo Zuai.
Oh, amazing
song.
She's awesome.
I could play
so
that
awesome.
I could play something else.
She's super cool. Mothica has a great song called Burnout that my friends Sleeping Lion, Nate and Noah, just did a remix of. Then we can queue that one up. That would be pretty cool.
The remix found it.
Yeah, she's super rad, super talented. We just get along so well in the studio together. It's amazing. She's just the coolest person. And Nate and Noah are awesome, too. So, yeah.
All right, let's play that. Cool. And then we'll get into Biowana.
Yes.
Listen to CITR
101.9. I'm too good at losing, staring at the bottle like it has something to say. Living in illusion, then I hit the bottom and euphoria fades. When everybody's talking, I don't want to listen because I feel out of place. I wish they'd say it to my face. Are you ever gonna change? I don't want to burn out. Am I living too late? Got enough for myself. Now they wanna tell me they could probably fix me like there's band-aids for hell that I've been through. So I keep walking till there's nothing but myself. Am I ever gonna change? I don't wanna burn out. Am I living too loud? I don't wanna burn out. We'll be right back.
And we're back. We're going to finish with a song from Jenny from IMUR.
Amazing.
Biawana. I'd love to open the floor if anybody has anything they'd love to say. What the hell is this? That's the next song. It's another Mothica song. Go listen to Mothica.
Yeah.
My YouTube apparently wants to hear it. You want to hear it too.
You want to hear it.
That last song just came out, right?
Yeah.
2019.
Her Ashes remix album. Yeah.
It sounds great. Sam. Biawana.
Angus.
Any words? Any?
Say nice things about me.
Do you have anything to say about Fever?
Yeah, sure. I mean, Fever is a queer pop song that Jenny and I wrote in like 2 hours, and I appreciate all the support that everyone has been giving to it. I mean, it definitely means a lot to us, and yeah.
Enough said. You're listening to CITR 101.9 Ninth Wave, episode 60. This is IMUR and Biawana, Fever.
I've been running away from you. Don't know what these feelings are, but what's to lose? You are winning a million and making it easy to choose.
Easy to choose.
And your body's got me feeling kinda loose.
I love it when you bring me close to whisper, I'm your lover, vibing this emotion. Bringing me to a place of rapture, wrap your legs around me, put it in slow motion.
You make me a believer, and I ain't never coming down. Give me fever, and I ain't ever coming down. You got me on my knees, I wanna please ya. Show you my expertise, don't wanna tease ya. That pussy fire good, give me fever, and I ain't ever coming down.
Touch your body, feeling me feeling on you. Touch your body, feeling me feeling on you. Touch your body, feeling me feeling on you. Touch your body, touch ya.
Got me trippin' over you.
Trippin',
I got it bad and I don't know what to do. Cause you were back on making me work hard for you. Got me trying to keep up the tempo and light your fuse.
I love it when you bring me closer, whisper, I'm your lover, vibe on this emotion. Bringing me to a place of rapture, wrap your legs around me, put it in slow motion.
You make me a believer, and I ain't ever coming down.
That pussy
give me fever, and I ain't ever coming down. You got me on my knees, I wanna please ya. Show you my expertise, don't wanna tease ya. That pussy fire good, give me fever.
Touch your body, feel me feeling on you. Touch your body, feel me feeling on you. Touch your body,
touch ya, touch ya.
Touch your body, feel me feeling on you. Touch your body, feel me feeling on you. Touch your body, feel me feeling on you. Touch your body,
you make me a believer. Coming down.
Down, down, down,
that pussy give me fever, and I ain't ever coming down.
Down.